Begin the current daf Masechtas Erev and daf Ches. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin with Tez de Masad. Begin the words of the Gemara. Zerken on Shabbos. You could throw in it on Shabbos. Tez to explain that specifically what it's talking about, because the Mishnah said if there's a garbage dump that's 10 tefachim high, you could throw out from the window on top of it on Shabbos. So Tez is bothered that if you're saying throwing, mashmash ashbar chaykum, it sounds like that the garbage dump is far from the wall. Now, how is it possible to throw from the wall? Comes out that you're throwing even from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, but you're doing it through Rosh Hashanah, which is forbidden. And that Tosfos says the reason why it's forbidden to throw is because v'derech l'mala masar zerken. You're throwing it through an area that's above 10 tefachim from the ground Rosh Hashanah, that's a makom tur. That's an exempt area, and there's no problem. Even though it's going over the airspace, it's not considered halach in the airspace because higher than 10 tefachim. Or Vestigar, so they some have the gears actually shaykhin, they pour not throw, so it's not even at a distance, and they're going to be permitted because it's going straight from the house to the garbage dump. Kitinik says, Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Lab Mishnah, say, no, he's who, isn't this our Mishnah? Chotzikitan of Chulu. What's the Gemara's question? We had Rav Yirmi Barab's halacha from Rav, that a Mavish nivets be Mnul Chotzer, and nivets a Chotzik anegda, the Chotzik can be Muteres, but the Mavish can be Asim. And when they didn't do an Erev, is because the Chatz is going to make the Mabit forbidden. So on that, because that was the Gemara's conclusion. On that, the Gemara asked, what I mean, isn't that our Mishnah? Later on, the Tzadi Beis, Chatz Ketana Shnevetz L'Gedayla, Gedayla is Mutter, the Ketana is Aser. Because for the Gedayla, it's like a Pesach, but the inner one is not. So Tosfos explains, and Be'em Lema, don't say, the Kamash Malon, the way Rav is coming to teach, is Dinir Mibachutz B'Shav Mibifnim Ein Anid Mishim Lechi. Oh, that when you see the Pesach only from the outside and not from the inside, then it's not going to qualify as a Pesach or as a Lechi. And the reason why you needed Rav to teach you that is because you must need Nikologim ben Achnasin, Kaisle Katana Gedaila. Then maybe you could say that the case of the Mishnah is because the walls of the smaller Chatzar go into the area of the larger Chatzar. Oh, so then it's not even near Mibachutz, because it doesn't look like even a Pesach from the outside, because you obviously see it's not part of it, because the walls of the inner are going in and a different angle, perpendicular to the width of the walls of the chatzar. So maybe that's the case of that Mishnah, and therefore it's not functioning, and therefore you needed Rav to say that, oh, that no, even if it was visible, it still wouldn't work as not as a lachi. And that's the case of, no, that can't be what Rav's coming to teach us. Because in the kingdom, that would be the case. Rav should have given as a commentary, as an amir on the Tanoik of Mishnah, to say that Mishnah is only talking about when it's nichnasin, when the walls of the small one go into the chatzah gedayla, and only then it's going to be forbidden. The fact that it doesn't say that sounds like that's not the interpretation he has of that Mishnah. And then if that's not, then what do you need his Amorik teaching? Or have a little man behead you. Or actually, Rav should have explicitly said his halacha in the context of nir mevachutz in nir mishum lechi. If you see it on the outside but not on the inside, that's not going to be qualified as a lechi. But the fact that Rav just says that the chutz is going to be permitted and the mavet is going to be asur, sounds like he's coming to say that the chutz is what makes him bitten on the mavet. That's the most question, saying, okay, that's the Mishnah Tzavi Beis. What do you need Rav for?